new survey finds the vast majority of Canadians are in favor of assisted suicide. The poll commissioned by Dying with Dignity and done by Ipsos Reid asked people if a doctor should be able to help someone end their life. If the person is a competent adult who is terminally ill, suffering unbearably, and repeatedly asks for assistance to die. 84% said yes. That number was even higher when people who had a disability or who worked in the medical profession were questioned. The first Ebola patient to be diagnosed in the United States, Thomas Duncan, has now died. 680 Charlene Close has more.
Thomas Eric Duncan arrived in Dallas September 20th from his home in Liberia. He became sick a few days later. CNN's Elizabeth Cohen is in Dallas and has been in contact with his family.
They want to know why he was sent home when he arrived with a fever, and having said that he had been in Liberia, they will want to know why it took nearly a week to get him an experimental medication, whereas other patients who have Ebola got those medications immediately.
The issue now beyond the tragedy of the man's death is handling his body. It's highly contagious, and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control has strict guidelines. Meantime, 10 people who had direct contact with the man while he was alive and contagious are being monitored closely. 7 of them are health workers. Charlene Close, 680 News.
And did your child walk to school this morning? Maybe even just drop them off a couple of blocks away from the school? This is International Walk to School Day.
The increase in physical activity in a generation of children statistically short on exercise is an obvious benefit to the campaign, but parent DeAndre Freeman sees other effects in walking his daughter to campus and discussing
the do's and don'ts, where to go, where not to go, this is okay, that's not okay. It's an opportunity to teach her life principles.
The challenge, say proponents of the program, is getting parents and kids to make a habit of walking to school, leaving the car at home. Jim Ryan, ABC News.